Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Election 2018 drew many women candidates around the country and in Ohio. For future elections, an effort called Ready to Run hopes to attract even more women candidates. It's sponsored by Ohio State's John Glenn College of Public Affairs. The aim is to empower women to run for office. With me to talk about that is Shadia Jolik, Manager of Power. That stands for Programs for Ohio Women Empowered to Represent. Thanks for your time.
Very good to be here, Debbie. Thank you.
So walk us through the training. What exactly will these women be doing?
Ready to Run is for women who are in the process of thinking about running for political office. And Ready to Advocate is for those women who are not quite ready or who just want to play a bigger role in community politics and be advocates in their communities.
So in this one day, what kind of training is this then?
So if you're coming to Ready to Run and thinking about running for office, we have several sessions that will be very useful to you as you are considering a run. We're starting out with building your campaign, talking about key elements of a campaign, how to position yourself to run for office. We also have conquering the camera and interactive media training. We have a policy briefing for candidates. This is new this year, but it's been very popular. And we're going to be talking about the current policy issues affecting Ohioans and how, as a candidate, you can determine the policy issues most relevant to your office. We'll also talk about fundraising for campaigns, focusing on the in-person ask.
How many of the obstacles for women candidates are actually a problem with public perception and not with the candidates themselves?
So many women feel that they are not qualified to run for political office. They also feel that the media treats them unfairly and targets them in a way that they don't target men. Studies show that that's actually not true, that media coverage is typically pretty similar between men and women. And in terms of qualification, there are typically only two qualifications, residency and age. And so many of the women that I talk to, while they feel they are not qualified, they are very qualified to run for office.
Were you disappointed with the number of women candidates in Ohio this year?
I definitely would have loved to see more women running for office, and that's in part why we host these trainings, to encourage women to educate, empower, and inspire them to consider running for office.
So the election is over for this year. Why have this training now?
Running for office takes time. You have to build your network. You have to connect with different consultants. You have to connect with your own constituents and your community. And so we hold these trainings annually to give you time to learn what you need to know and get prepared, be prepared to run for office.
Who will be on hand at the workshops to help?
We have a wonderful slate of women who are going to be helping these women learn what they need to know about running for office. We have political consultants, we have elected officials, we have professors, and we have community volunteers who are all coming together to really educate and empower and inspire these women to run for office and also to lead in their communities.
How many women from your workshops have actually run and how many have been elected?
Ready to Run is in its fourth year. Over the years, we've had about 30 women run for political office. In the most recent election, we've had three women who won their candidacy for Ohio House, Beth Liston and Allison Russo, and in the Ohio Senate, Tina Maharoth, all Ready to Run alums.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Shadia Jolik about Ready to Run, workshops to help women run for office. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Debbie, for your time.